Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 20th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about an election petition filed at the Constitutional Court by the MTC Alliance.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz wave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Hey, don't forget that we are now live streaming, so you can join all our Facebook platforms. Go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 and join in the conversation right now.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the high-profile case in which the MTC Alliance wants the Constitutional Court to nullify the recent presidential election results or install Mr. Nelson Chamisa as president.
The MDC Alliance, which submitted its heads of arguments at the weekend, claims that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission erred when it declared Emmerson Mnangagwa winner of the July 30 presidential election. The Alliance says ZEC numbers don't add up.
And ZANU-PF lawyers also filed their heads of arguments today, arguing that the Constitutional Court needs to dismiss the MTC Alliance's petition.
At the same time, Gibbs, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation is said to be demanding more than $13,000 from international television stations wishing to hook its live feed at the Constitutional Court starting this Wednesday. The national broadcaster is also demanding $725 per hour from broadcasters wishing to have uninterrupted live feeds per hour.
While this is happening near the court or in relation to the court case, some people in rural areas are claiming that they are being allegedly brutalized by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
Like we said earlier on, don't forget that we are now live streaming and you can catch us on all our Facebook platforms. Go to VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele and join in the conversation.
Yabakambe, mahlaba zulungal, chona njani lapha khona endaweni ezijeneyo zomhlaba. Ye lapha ke lamhla sikhuluma ngodaba lo Constitution yeZimbabwe oluhanjiswe khona ngale ke iMTC Alliance. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi iMTC Alliance ithi ukwethulwa iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ayisikho. Ngakho bathi ke ukukhethwa ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa abe ngumongameli njalo nje kukanyazani bayenza into engayisiyo. iMTC Alliance ke ifuna ukuthi uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa kube nguye okuthiwa ngupresident. Kumbe kube lelokhu okuthiwa i-rerun. Singazi tukahamba njani. Sikhuluma nje kunje iZBC layo ithi sifuna imali kulabo ezabe ithatha ibanika lokuthiwa i-live feed yakhona okuyabe kusenzakala emthethwandaba. Kuzobuya njalo ke nxa sikhangela ke iZANU-PF Marvelous ihambisile ke eza kwethulela umthethwandaba lokuthiwa ama heads of argument. Bese kubuya iMDC Alliance yakwenza lokhu ngempela viki. So khanyazani lapha sokungani sokulolojwa la.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika sekuziya kwamunoita MDC Alliance yakakwidza ku Constitutional Court nyaya yavo apo vari kuti mutungamiri wavo vaNelson Chamisa ndivo vakakunda musarudzo kwete zviri kutaurwa neZEC kuti vaEmmerson Mnangagwa veZANU-PF ndivo vakakunda. Saka MDC Alliance iri kuti iyo iri kuda kuti nemusi wechitatu vaNelson Chamisa vagadzwe ivo semutungamiri wenyika. Ukuo ZANU-PF iri kuti iyo nasi yakwidzawo mapepa ayo kudarere Constitutional Court. Ichiti iyo nyaya yakakwidzwa kudarere Constitutional Court ne MDC Alliance iraswe nekuti vari kuti ivo kwete vaEmmerson Mnangagwa ndivo vakakunda. Saka nasi tanzwazve kuti sangano reZBC ndivo rakawana iro mvumo yekuti vakwanise kunge vachitefenyura zvinenge zviri kuitika mudare guru reConstitutional Court nemusi wechitatu. Asi ZBC iri kuti iyo iri kuda mari yakawanda chaizvo kune avo vachange vachida kutora masaisai kubva kwavari. Vari kuti ivo vanenge vachida kuti vawane masaisai kubva ZBC vanofanira kubhadhara mari dzakakura chaizvo uyezve vanoda kuita live stream vanofanira zvekubhadhara ku ZBC saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika saka change tiri kuzeya tichiona kuti zvii chaizvo change zviri kuitika nemusi wechitatu apo ZANU-PF iri kune rimwe divi uko kune MDC Alliance iri kune rimwe divi vese vari kuti vatungamiri vavo va Emerson Munangagwa veZANU-PF ukuvo MDC va Nelson Chamisa vese vari kuti vakakunda musarudzo saka tuda kumirira kuti tione kuti isusu nemusi wechitatu chii chichabuda Gibbs.
And we're happy that we've got an in-studio guest, and that is Mr. Paul Ndiho. He's a VOA journalist. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been to Zimbabwe, and we were talking before you came to the show. You say Zimbabwe, you said Zimbabwe is a very beautiful country, right?
Absolutely.
And the infrastructure, wonderful.
I for sure, I love the infrastructure, considering that I've been to many, many countries on the continent. I've been to so many cities. When you look at the infrastructure in Zimbabwe, you cannot say anything really bad about it. I think what the old man, what Uncle Bob did was to maintain that infrastructure. I'm told that most of the infrastructure was actually built by his predecessor. So that said, I think that you guys have done a remarkably good job in maintaining that infrastructure. You could do better, though.
And beyond that, the elections. You're covering the elections in Zim.
Correct.
And do you think the outcome of the presidential election is exactly what you saw or heard?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not in a position to determine whether or not the outcome is a reflection of the will of the people. But what I can say is, for example, I felt, as an outsider, I felt like that the government or the ruling party put on a show for us. It was Hollywood style. Mm-hmm. For example, everything was seamless. They created this semblance of peace and stability that was more of a Hollywood. It felt like I was watching a Hollywood movie. Mm-hmm. And right up to the election, everything was smooth. I didn't see a single soldier or a single policeman patrolling the streets. I didn't see anybody holding an AK-47 like you see in most African countries when it's time for elections. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a very, very good Zimbabwe was setting a very good example for the rest of Africa. But beyond that, once the elections were done and now the counting started, everything fell apart. So that's why I said initially that for me personally, I felt it was like watching a Hollywood movie.
Paul, were you actually able to meet any of the two candidates while you were in Zimbabwe?
Yes, I met Chamisa. Mm-hmm. I went to several press conferences, one held at the MDC offices. Mm-hmm. And I also went to the old man's place, Uncle Bob, really? President Mugabe. I have had the opportunity of going to the Blue House. Uh-huh. So I had a feel of what things were like. I didn't meet President Mnangagwa or his people, but I managed to go to the rally right after I finished filing a few stories. I managed to catch up with what was happening with the rally.
Let's talk about the money situation. You did a very good piece on the way money is being interchanged in Harare. What was your impression?
You see, coming from a place where I walk to an ATM, where I walk to a bank, and I can withdraw money without any issues, I felt like Zimbabweans are really are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. They have no alternative. They have nowhere to go to. It doesn't matter whether you have money in a bank. It doesn't matter whether your salary comes through the bank. You can't access that money. So as an outsider looking at it from that perspective, I felt like it must be very, very hard for people to survive. Mm-hmm. How do you transact? How do you do business without any cash? Mm-hmm. And surprising, I was able to talk to a lot of people who felt that I failed. I said, how do you guys survive? How do you guys put food on the table? You don't have cash. Luckily, they have figured out a way of using EcoCash, which has become the medium of exchange over there. Mm-hmm. But I think the government has, the onus is on the government really to figure out how to rectify this problem. Because for how long can it go on? How long can people stand in lines waiting to withdraw money and they can't withdraw money? Forget about lining up or going to an ATM. But how does anybody, let's say you have kids, your kid gets sick and you want to take them to hospital, you don't have any money on you, what do you do? So I think that the government, in my view, has failed really to rectify that problem. And long, if you look at it from maybe the short term, it could be something that is politically not good for the ruling government. They have to come up with a solution. Having five currencies, it doesn't really bode well. So it's one of those things that, from talking to people, everybody was like, look, we sleep in lines. We can't get money. Even if you have money, for example, EcoCash, the interest rates are jacked up. The interest rates are anywhere from 35% to 45%, depending on where you go. I ended up going on the streets. Surprisingly, the money that I got, I had a few dollars on me, so I went on the street, bought some cash, and the interest rate was, if you're buying, it was reasonable, because they gave me almost $2 for $1, right? Which I found very, very interesting. So for me, I had cash. At least I had something to give and something to get.
And then, yes, turning to the election itself, we see that the Commonwealth had something to say about the outcome of the polls. Then we had SADC actually saying, well, the elections looked like they were free and fair. But in your own kind of conviction, do you think the elections were free, fair, credible, and transparent?
Well, again, on from my vantage point, I'm not in a position to say that elections were free, fair, and credible. But based on what I saw, I think that the process leading to the election was credible, was free and fair. Everybody had access. I could access, for example, any polling station. And on the polling, on the day of the election, me and my colleague Shaka
Sali, just walk in there.
We'd just walk in there with cameras, nobody asking you any questions. We went to about five polling stations that day, and I didn't run into any issues or any security whatsoever. But even from talking to observers, there were so many observers who stayed in the hotels. Everybody felt the same. They shared the same sentiment.
Can you make a comparative analysis with other countries like Congo or, you know?
Oh, God. We don't even talk about election observers in Congo. I mean, like I said, you guys, Mnangagwa and company were able put on a show, which was a great show. What killed it was the execution. If they had executed it very well, because when you look at the margin, the 50.8, all he needed was 50.1, right? So when you look at that and you look at what even Chamisa got, the difference is not that big. So I think if they had played their cards very, very well, they could have gotten away with murder. You would not be seeing all these challenges that are coming up in court. I think what destroyed the process is the credibility of the counting. And I usually like to use this analogy of Joseph Stalin. Once said that it doesn't matter
who votes,
how many people show up to vote, but the person who counts the vote.
Yes.
And so that's the magic word right there, the person who counted the vote.
And on that note, I think we've got a video of Nelson Chamisa and, you know, Paul Mnyaradzi Mangwana saying something about the constitutional case. Let's have our ears on it.
ZANU-PF know that they are sitting on the foundation of deception in life. They will not win an election in this country. Mr. Mnangagwa was defeated in this election, and he must concede defeat. We defeated them even in the parliamentary constitution. What is on trial is democracy. What is on trial is free and fair elections. What is on trial is a credible plebiscite. And this is why we are very happy that were constituted and configured together in a team of experienced, tested, and veteran legal experts. I fully understand your anxieties as a nation around the upcoming court case that we are challenging after the subversion of the will of the people by ZEC in cahoots with some of the rogue elements that are in our midst.
We also have Mnyaradzi Mangwana, I think, of ZANU-PF, who has to say exactly what he wants to say. Let's listen to him now.
We have successfully filed our opposition papers to this application, which we think is just a waste of time, but that's for the court to decide. The next step will be for the MDC Alliance to file an answering affidavit to our papers, and then from there, the court will set down the matter for hearing. Our team of legal practitioners is ready to meet the MDC Alliance in court.
So that is Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana of ZANU-PF lapha ke elibabonileyo. Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana webandla le ZANU-PF. Ukhuluma ukuthi hayi MTC lapha yazidlalela nje. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuthi yena okukhona lapha ukuthi idemocracy yeZimbabwe yiyo engazani ikhangelwe ngelihlwele bomvu. Kuzobuya njalo ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi wanqotshwa. Ngakho ke ndoda soke isikhathi sokuthi uphumule. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu manga muri kuona apo vaNelson Chamisa veMDC Alliance vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vari kutarisira kuti ivo nechitatu dare richadoma ivo semutungamiri wenyika vari kuti ivo vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanofanira kungobvuma kuti aiwa vakadyiwa kwete kuti vaenderere mberi vachiti ivo ndivo mutungamiri wenyika sezvavakadomwa neZEC vanoti ZEC yakabiridzira panyaya iyoyi yesarudzo tanzwazve kubva kuna vamangwana veZANU-PF vanga vari kuti ivowo sebato reZANU-PF vaendesa mapepa avo kuConstitutional Court ari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti nyaya yavachamisa ikandwe. Paul, going back to this constitutional petition that the opposition has put to the Constitutional Court, what's your view, judging from what you've seen happening in other African countries? Could a positive outcome come out like what Nelson Chamisa is asking for?
Well, at this point, everybody is hopeful. Everybody has optimistic about the future. Mm-hmm. And what Chamisa is trying to do here is the right thing. Mm-hmm. When you are aggrieved in any way, you go to the courts of law.
Yes.
Hopefully that those courts of law can adjudicate and maybe bring this whole thing to close.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, unlike in the cases of Kenya where it went to court and the judges nullified the actual poll,
mm-hmm.
I doubt that in this particular case it's going to happen because the stakes are high
mm-hmm.
For Zimbabwe and the stakes are high for all the political players.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would like to think that the courts in Zimbabwe are independent.
Mm-hmm.
I would be wrong. You guys can correct me if I'm correct about this. I doubt that it would be in their interest to nullify this election. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. In case Chamisa wins this case, don't you see any civil war coming in there?
You see, you have to look at the dynamics. Really, right now, the momentum seems to be with Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm.
Even all the observers have been looking at all the different statements and what. Nobody has come out to say clearly that this election was null and void or this election was not credible. They all talk about how the process was great, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the counting. So it's going to be very, very hard. They have to, for MDC to really... to prove beyond reasonable doubt. That's what you need. If mm-hmm. they can prove beyond reasonable doubt that this election, that the election results do not reflect the will of the people, then there would be no question about that. The courts can annul that. But the burden of proof is on that reasonable doubt. Can they prove beyond reasonable doubt that these election results were tampered with?
Mm-hmm.
These election results do not reflect the will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Apo muri kunzwa mumwe wedu watinoshanda naye ipo pano pa Voice of America anonzi yepo ndiyo anga ari kuZimbabwe panguva yesarudzo saka tamubvunza titi isu unoona here nemuswe chitatu zviri kudiwa neMDC zvichizoitika titarisawo zvinoitika kune dzimwe nyika muAfrica. Paul ataura iye akati iye akatarisa zvakaitika kuKenya ndo imwe nyika yatakaona majaji eko achiti iwo aiwa sarudzo dzanga dzisina kufambiswa zvakanaka sarudzo idzi dzikazoitwazve saka anga achiti iye zvinoti netsei panyaya yeZimbabwe nekuti sekutaura kunoita veruzhinji kuti ane bhora ndiyo anomakwa pari zvino vaMnangagwa ndivo vane bhora saka vanogona kunge vane zvavangangogadzirisa kuti zvivafambire ivo nekuti ari kuti asi zvinogona kudaro kuti maybe tunoona vemadara ava vari vanhu vanenge vari independent vanokwanisa ivo kuzowanikwa ivo vachiti aiwa sarudzo hadzina kuitwa zvakachena uyezve kana MDC ikagonawo panyaya yayo kuti iuye neumbowo wekuti pane kunyatsokubiridzirwa kwakaitika kuti pakuverenga apa kana kuti pane mamwe mastaffed ballots nezvimwe zvakadaro ndo zvingakwanisa kubatsira kesi yavo. Gibbs.
Yes, yamuzwa lapha ke ubaba Paul Ndiho usebenza kona lapha ke Voice of America uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi okusobala ukuthi umthetho ndaba ungewethula udaba olungani lungathabisa umnumzana uJamisa ngokuthi ukuthi kwenzakale khonoko kungahlupha ngoba kathesi ke umnangagwa nguye ongazani uya dribbler phela xa ukuthi udlala ibhora wena ungalibamba kwamfana sokumele umakwe phela so ubaba lo umnangagwa kanazani uzibamba esidukwini. So kuzobuya ke okunye nje ongani kuyahlupha khonapha le court ngokubona kwakhe uthi ye amajaji angakwenza kwenzayo kodwa kaboni sibili ukuthi kuzasekela ke kakhulu uJamisa. Yekubala njalo abantu bathini khonapho
Tembo Chingamidza vari pano pa VOA Facebook page yeShona Ndonzi Manu ari kuti ye makadii ko Prince Dzingai hanzi yes point iyoyo iri serious. Juliet Moyo hanzi okay Ndebele and Kalanga. Kelvin Mapisa hanzi please taurai neShona aiwa nasi tinenge tichivhengedzera kwese nekuti tine munyarikani wedu ari pano anotaura nechirungu saka tombotaura navo nechirungu todzoka kuShona toenda kuna Gibbs kuNdebele saka nhasi imvenge mvenge panapa. Tanyaradzwa Tak Walter Mupfumbu vari kuti Paul are you from East Africa? And Paul where are you from?
I'm from Uganda.
Tanyaradzwa Paul is from Uganda. Maybe Chiskwero ari kuti makadiko Chipoto Noro anzi zviri seiseiko. Kelvin Mapisa anzi na Chipo Marika vepo zvimwe zvese who fall in place. Saka anga ari kutaura iye pane zvataura Paul panyaya yemari. Kelvin Mapisa anzi twinzeiwo please. Tiri kuda Shona. Mukoma Kelvin tirange tichitaura nemi neShona asi tichambopinda muchirungu topinda futi muNdebele saka motiregererawo nhasi. Tichaona chinyama ari kuti haungahwiswi neHarare. Chete chikomana maybe chiswera ari kuti Shona Shona yadiwa nhasi aiwa tichadzoka paShona mangwana tiritirise ipapo. Pele Nambinga hanzi Zimbabwe can do better. Matape Mutope ari kuti ndifonerei Kelvin Mapisa hanzi ndifonerei Amos Dube ari kutaura iye kuti ko vanhu vezanu zvapasina kana handsome one mubvunzo haisi shouting kana election just asking. Atidedu kushaudana. Wanzwepi mapipi ari kuti Limpopo Tazini pane komberera ichepira kuti ndifonerei Kelvin Mapisa ari kuti anofarira vachamisa. Samson Better hanzi ndifonerei mubatsiri gumbo ari kuti anofarira vachamisa. Ndonzi Manu hanzi ame step ahead pane zvaari kuti ari kuzivawo panyaya yedu iyoyi. Over to you Gibbs.
For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the election petition filed by the MDC Alliance at the Constitutional Court. And there are some people that are sending us messages on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Those are our Facebook pages. One of them is Bayana Wellington Painters, who says, call me now. He left his number. He says, I'm in South Africa. Then Pamela Kumalo, Rupen Lovu, he says, all of these two guys are saying, Linjani, siyaphila mfowethu singazikhona ngapho. Kuzobuya lo Sindisiwe Ndlovu, uDuncan Komo, labanye abatshiyeneyo. Sibone ke abanye ababhalileyo khonapha. USindisiwe uyaphinda futhi njalo. URuben uthi hey asifuni impi kweleZimbabwe akumelanga kwenzakale khonoku. Kuzobuya lo Nelson Ngwenya uthi salibonani basakazi abahle yebo. Kunjani ke Ngwenya. Nicolette Green says sifuna amakhiye estate house ngesilungu uthi we want the keys for the state house right now. We want this election. You hear that, Marvelous? Mm-hmm. This person wants these keys for the state house, Says the one overwhelmingly.
So, coming back, yes. Maybe Gibbs, to the state house, how was your experience? You mentioned that you did actually go to the blue roof. What was it like?
Wow. The only experience I had at the time was like, wow, this is an amazing place. Incredibly beautiful place. I think the guy retired in style.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, like when you look at other people that kind of are retired or forced out, most of them go and live in exile. The Zimbabwean example, what does it set for other countries around Africa?
Great, great example. For the simple fact that Mugabe is not dead today, it says a lot about other people. And I meant to mention this earlier. I found the people of Zimbabwe to be very, very disciplined, very well mannered, right? So I think that also plays into how they have treated the old man. If it was, for example, where I come from in Uganda, the day that the current president goes, I'm sure he will have to leave the country, or people will just go and kill him because he's done so many bad things. But for people in Southern Africa, I remember I was in Zambia when Michael Sata died, and I didn't see any violence on the streets or people looting. People were just like in sorrow mode. Everybody was. So it reminded me of Zimbabwe. I remember watching the coup last November and what transpired, and even being on the ground, it's like people have forgotten about what happened. People are looking, looking forward for a new Zimbabwe, but unfortunately they still have the same Zimbabwe. So I don't know. It's one of those things that remains to be seen.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MTCT presidential spokesperson. Dr. Sibanda, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
So your papers are all ready, and you're ready to go, right?
Yes. So, we have an A-team, remember. And because we have the best of lawyers in the region, we have gotten ourselves ready way ahead of time.
And without going into the nitty-gritties of the case, how strong is your case, Dr. Westman?
Our lawyers, and I'm talking about lawyers that have worked on these matters in South Africa at the highest levels in the Supreme Court and Constitutional Court there. I'm talking of lawyers who worked in Kenya. We know how these particular issues have been very active in Kenya. We were talking about lawyers in Zambia and Namibia, and they are of the view that our chances of victory are probability 1 or 100%. So they're very confident with the case, very confident with the evidence. All that they think is left now is presented to the honorable judges.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Marvelous.
Vasibanda, moti tsananguro kuti mazvamira sei panyaya yemapepa enyu, uye zvenda ndoda kufunza tiri kunzwa kuti mamwe magwetsa enyu ekunze kwenyika fanike vari kubva kuSouth Africa havasi kuzobvumirwa kuenda pamberi pedare. Zvakamira sei? Muri kuenda nemagwetsa enyu ese ekunze kwenyika here kana zvakamira sei? Hello, Vasibanda.
Hello.
Taurai enyu, ameno manzwa here question?
Ndinenge nainzwa. But chekutanga ndachida kutanga nenyaya yemagwetsa yamataurai, nokuti ndikuona kuti vanhu vari kutambudzika nezvavo zvikurusa. Toda kuti nditaure kuti isusu panyaya iyo hatisi kushupikana kana kushushikana nekuti vachabvumidzwa here kutaura nemajaji. Sabhira karetu tisu, munhu ndiye anoda visa. Njere dzemunhu hadzide visa kupinda munyika. Solo vanhu ivava vapinda munyika muno vakapinda mukoti kana kuti padhuze nepacourt vanenge vachinzwa nyaya ichifamba vachipawo advice vachitaura kuti toita tichidai tichipi tichidai ndo zvatinoda izvozvo. Saka hatisi kushupikana zvikurusa nekuti vachavabvumidza here kana kuti vachaita sei. Panguva dzino idzi havasati vatitaurira kuti vari kuvapa permission here yekushanda mukoti. Asi izvo hazvina basa, hazvitadzise kuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. And hatingarambe tichinetsekana kana kuti tichishikana tichipedza nguva nekuda kunzwa kuti vari kudei. Tinoziva kuti ivo vari kufunga kuti tichapedza nguva tichimhanyisana navo. Zvatiri kuita izvi ndezvekuti tiri kuda kuti vanhu vava vapinde munyika vari vebasa zvebasa zvavanga vachiita.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro, Gibbs.
Yes, tatenge ubabu Joseph Chuma ecimweni. Baba Chuma, uchiona njani?
Baba, ndichiona njani.
Zvichione kakhulu. Goridhe hakutsho kuti utaurai rume njani. Emtoro dhamu.
Well, I think also we can talk about the similarities of language, the tattoo, Ubanazi, the Kalegeles in Daba, Ubanazi, the Shumulu, Umtudandaba, or Pezulu, or Concord. Tinasi, the Verebesi Reti, Joba Ubuwas, Wana Tina Besilama, ama polling agents, Besila window, Yonge, Zimbabwe, Yonge Tigele, Zengabanda, any corner, and the ends Yonge. So tina okwethu konke kuhlangene sokulindele nje ubana kungene emthandaba kuzwakale ke ubana into le ihamba njani ngizakuzelela ngokuthi kodwa ngiyafisa kanjani ubana ngabe sonke sikhule engqondweni lezenzweni ukubana konoko kuzaphuma sikwamukele kuhle sitshela abantu bethu ubana oqade ona kube lokuthula ezweni lakithi ngoba yilo lodwa ilizwe esilalo asila elinye ilizwe singalibhidliza silichaphaze pho kusasa zabe sesizabusani kuya ngimangalisa bayamukhathe ukuthi uyabona umuntu ufuna ukusa izwe kodwa aqale ngokufuna ukulibhidliza aqale ngokulibizela ama sanction ufuna ukubusa abantu sebecuyekile na ngoba nxa ungumuntu olesihle ufuna ukubusa kuhle abantu uqala ezihle ezijengiselona lalapho xa ususembusweni uzayenza kuhle kungaba kuhle kangakanani ukubana amadoda la one day ame phambi kwabantu athi khangelanini yito esihambe sabiza imelika yito esibize igerman uthi bizwenza loku nalolo lamadoda lawa uthi bezoncedisa zimbabwe anti kuyabe kuyinto enhle yana ngoba as the end of the day kuyabe kuthuthukisa
inombolo yakho ngazani siqumeka baba Juma sathi uzakhuluma lo producer wethu ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle. All what he's saying is, you know, people must welcome the outcome of the case, you know, even if it's negative, so that Zimbabwe can go forward. So he fears that if that is not done, then Zimbabwe will never develop. Because he says he's even worried that there's some people who are actually urging the West to, you know, perfect the art of imposing those sanctions to make them worse, and he's saying that that's not good at all. If somebody wants to rule Zimbabwe, you must just be seen to be doing the opposite of you know, calling sanctions to be effected on certain individuals. So with that in mind, Ms. Andio, do you think that Zimbabwe is going the right direction right now?
Well, I think everything will depend on how credible this ruling turns out. I think what we have to look at is the judges credible enough or independent enough to come up with a credible ruling. Depending on how they rule, I think that will determine how Zimbabwe goes forward. Mm-hmm. If they rule in favor of the ruling party, a lot of people, especially young people, are going to be very, very angry. Mm-hmm. If they rule in favor of the opposition, a lot of people who are within that ruling party are going to be very, very angry. So it's very hard to strike a balance when you're dealing with tensions and emotions. So I think people need to, like one of your analysts say, that people should be willing to accept the outcome of this ruling. But it will all depend on whether the facts
are followed to the letter. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could make or break Zimbabwe. If, for example, if they follow the facts to the letter and they say, you know what, these are the facts, and what everybody can be entitled to their own opinions, but not their own set of facts. Mm. So if the facts say that, hey, Chamisa won overwhelmingly, I think it should be fair that the guy takes over the reins of power. If they say that Mnangagwa won free, fair, and a credible election, so be it. But I think the outcome will, the outcome of this court ruling, because the election is gone. We are not going to have a new election unless if they found that there was
massive fraud or something like that,
which is most unlikely to happen. From the numbers, what I can say for sure is that MDC, from my own analysis, MDC Alliance probably lost the parliamentary. Because even from talking to people, they were not focused really on the parliamentary. They were focused on the president. Yes. So they might have lost the parliamentary elections, fair and square. But then the president said that's what the question is. Mm-hmm. And I think that this ruling, if the judges, I don't know how independent the judicial system is in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If the judges, if they want to go in history, they have to make the right call.
Yeah, and if you look at the MDC in terms of the parliamentary elections, they're actually challenging 22 or 20 of those, you know, in court. They're saying there was a lot of cheating, you know, so they want the results to be nullified. So in essence, maybe they're saying the whole electoral process was, you know, in favor of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Don't you think so?
But it doesn't really matter. If they're only challenging about 20 seats out of 100 and something, they still already have the majority. So it doesn't really matter whether those, even if they ruled in favor of all those, still they will not make up more than half of the majority in parliament.
Maybe,
yeah.
Let's get to Dr. Isbanda. Maybe you can respond to some of his queries, you know?
Vasbanda, muripo here panare.
Ndiripo.
Amenu kana mama katerera zviri kutaurwa panapa. Tine munyarikano wedu akanga ari koko ku Zimbabwe. Did you get to meet Mr. Sbanda, by the way? Mr. Chamisa spoke.
Yeah, I think I did. Yes. Yeah. I actually interviewed you at the front in the front of the headquarters.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, I did.
Saka Mr. Sbanda pane vari kuvhunzo panapa kuti muchatambira here zvinenge zvataurwa kumatare. Tombota hazvina kuenda. Sezva muri kufungira tanzwa vachamisa vachiti vamunangagwa vanofanira kubva vatongoregedza basa nekuti ivo vachamisa ndo vakakunda. Ko majaji akati kwete pane zvatakatarisa izvi MDC imi makaruza munodini?
Chokwadi ndechekuti izvozvo zvinonetsa kuti tizive tichaona kana zvabuda kuti zvakamira sei. Chatinogona kutaura izvezvi ndechekuti kana isisu takatarisa zviripo zvacho zvatakabvira tataura kuti ZANU yakabirira ichishanda nezeki uye zeki yakapa mafake results zvava pachena kuti chaiva chokwadi nenyaya yekuti kubvira musi watakataura kusvika nhasi uno zeki yaiya yabudisa manumbers akasiyana akati wandei ekuti ndo akawinwa nezanu ende vari kuramba vachingobvisa manumbers kuna president ED zvinoratidza kuti panga paine ku sada kutaura chokwadi panguva yacho iyoyo. Naizvozvo tinenge tichida kutinzwisise kuti court izvozvo inozvitarisa sei nyaya yekuti akahwina inenge yazobvepi ipo pasina kunyatsojekeseka kuti sei zeki yanga ichinyepa pesa da kuti papude zvibude pachena kuti ko manumbers edu akashata papi uye manumbers ezek akanaka papi ndo zvatikumbira kuti matara edzimoswa anyatsotarisisa mukatibvunza izvezvi hatigoni kutaura kuti tingagamuchire zvimwe zvatinogamuchira ndizvatinoona kama manumbers atinawo.
Aiwa bata henyu makadaro timbotora muteereri. Hello.
Makadi.
Tiri wadi makadi yenyu.
Tinofara hedu.
Tiri kutaura nani?
Hello?
Tiri kutaura nani ikoko?
Pesu chepiri.
Taura yenyu tinzwi.
Ini ndikuona sepanyaya yezeki kuti zviro kwazvo papa nechitsotsi changa chiripo. Asi zvatakukumbira ndezvekuti kumadzitare edzimhosva sezvo chokwadi chatotange kubuda nokuti zeki yacho yakubudisa mamwe manhamba taakuchingokumbira kudare redzimhosva kuti itonge justice chokwadi chivepo because izvozvi zvitinoona kuti vamwe vanhu vaakutomhanya kana zvano kuti kwaakutoirirani but chataakukumbira ndechekuti dare riite nemazvo ende zvinhu zvo zvatinokurudzira chere dare rikaita nemazvo kukanzi rirani tarisai 2008 vanhu vakapera kufa vechiurayiwa vechidii saka zvinhu zvese izvozvi tokumbira kuti zvinatsokuongororwa zvakasimba.
Aiwa pakanaka, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndinotenda maita basa chose.
our caller there, Gibbs and Paul, is just saying that he's hoping that, you know, the Constitutional Court will make the rights independent ruling, because he says he's afraid that if the court calls for a rerun, there will be a lot of violence involved. He says, judging from what he's seen happening before, a lot of people lost their lives when a rerun was called between the then president, Robert Mugabe, and the late Morgan Tsvangirai of the MDC.
So, okay, sike sibone abantu lapho ukuthi bathini, marvelous. Ufacebook yethu, uRuben, uthi ya, asiboneni ukuthi singafika ngaphi, ngodaba lolu. Kodwa ke kube sokubuya ke omunye lapho ukuthi, esikubonayo lapha ukuthi uJamisa, kumele ayekele ukuhluphana, lomnangagwa. Ngoba kuzamhlupa lokuphambili lo ngumsunduzwa. Undlovu says, you know, Jamisa should actually stay away from this thing because this will give him a lot of problems. Then we've got Vusumuzi, Simon Ndlovu uyasibingelela lapha, uzobuya labanye ke abathi sicela lisifone kola manje. So there are a lot of people that are sending their contact numbers on Facebook page, on the Ndebele Facebook page. So maybe we can call them right now and get a lot from them. Sibuya kuwe baba Nkululeko Sibanda. Nxa usukhangele sibili abantu bayakhuluma lapho ukuthi ukhetho lwamalunga edala lephalamende kungani ladliwa fefe yakhona ngale kunjalo.
Isiloqiniso lelo ngendaba yokuthi xa ukhangela EMDC alliance ithola amavoti athe xaxaxa, kodwa ungakhangela futhi kuma district council kumbe urhulumente wemadolobheni kutholakala ukuthi sithole 75%. Kungaba kuphumelela njani khonokho ukuthi abantu upresident wabo uyathola 50% of the vote, even sebenzisa amanumber ezek bese bethola i-super majority e-parliament? Angiboni mina kuphumelela. Njalo kutshengisa iqiniso. Kunjenje sesilama court cases afika 21 oku-challenge ama-results awo-presidential. Njalo ngakhangela iZANU kuthiwa iwine kakhulu emakhaya. Emakhaya yikho ukuthi iZANU ilabantu abaningi abayisekelayo. Emakhaya yikho kulula khona ukuthi bethisele abantu even lama-agents ethu bese bentshontshela. Ngakho iqiniso le evidence esilayo kutshengisa ukuthi bayenelisa ukuqila kakhulu emakhaya. Akula emhlabeni jikele lonke lo okuthiwa kule government elo president ole 50% yabantu kodwa ebesethola abameli bephalamenti abedlula i-75%.
So nxa ungakufaka ngesikhiwa khonokho nje, just briefly, how many constituencies are you challenging in court?
Well, at the moment, we've gone up to 21 constituencies that are being challenged, and further evidence is being sought for other constituencies. Clearly, ZANU-PF was able to rig more effectively in rural areas, and this is where they then did the bulk of their 75% supermajority. And I think that when you compare the number of votes that supposedly got in the in the parliamentary election and the one that they got in the presidential election, it is shocking. It is either ZANU-PF accepts that its president is far less popular than any of the parliamentarians, or that ZANU-PF cheated in those areas because people in rural areas are easily intimidated, and also because even our own agents who were from those local areas were easily intimidated in those areas, and there were a lot of irregularities. You will see that even in the presidential election, the places where a lot of shenanigans took place are rural areas. This is where numbers were added up and taken away from President Nelson Chamisa. So the fact that they stole is right round. Why would they steal the presidential and not steal the rest of the vote?
Motaura une chishona zvamataura izvozvo panyaya ye challenge yamunayo pane nengo dzenyu dzeparamende vasibanda.
Pane nengo dzeparamende dzedu dzanga dziri pasarudzo dzakawana umboo wekuti pakaitwa kubiridzira kuti ZANU iwe nemasiti wayo. Naizvozvo tine maconstituents anosvika 21. I think atiri kuchallenge ku constitutional court, ku electoral court, kuti pa makota nyatsoongorora kuti zvinhu zvacho zvakafamba sei, uye vaise kana kuti my elections kana kuti pagadzirise nyaya yekuti zvake yakangotaura zvainoda.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Yeah, I think we've got a caller, marvelous, and that is Professor Ndlovu. Professor Ndlovu, how are you?
Ngiyaphila, linjani, keep stupid.
Ngiyaphila mfowethu. Ukuthi professor ngelokufunda kumbe ngelangkhaya?
Hayi, leli ngelokuzalwa engalinikwayo ngabazali bami abangizalayo.
Wohlu ufake mo ube sizubizwa kuthiwa nguprofessor Professor Ndlovu.
Ngisho ngibe ngiprofessori.
Anti uyabona. Ye kunjalo boy.
Ye khuluma la. Uhlelo Dube kubuhlungu kakhulu into eyenzakalayo ekhaya njalo into esiyibonayo okuseqinisweni mina bengihambile ekhaya bengiyovota. Le nto le ekhulunywa ngubaba uSibanda iliqiniso kakhulu ngivumelana la. IZANU PF irobhe kakhulu okusegcekeni futhi okubonwa ngisho labantu emakhaya sinje sisele simangele. Okwenziwe ukuthi kwenzwakala kuthiwa endaweni ezifana lematopo iZANU PF winile akukho konke lokho abantu basemakhaya yonke indawo yasematopo iZANU PF abafuna kuyibona ikakhulu yena umnangako avela ngeke umuntu ovotela umnangako ngamanga wodwa la iZANU PF itshontshela abantu amavoti.
So manje ufeja lapho uchaye njani mnumzana professor? Kuhambe njani kona?
Lesi isothi esikhona esidlalwe izekhi njalo izekhi senze ngobutupidi abantu eqinisweni ma ungangibuzo ukuthi ukhetho lona abantu bavote kahle it was free and fair ekhethweni but izekhi is not fair ngoba izekhi iye yaba lokuringa yodwa ngale sayidini abantu bezivotele ngendlela peaceful. So lokho ikokukhombisayo ukuthi izekhi ibe lobutsotsi obuvumelemene into esibenza ukuthi belokhu bebhizi bereducer amavoti yini kuyabonisa ukuthi bayenze ubumenemene obukhulu futhi okudingakala lokuthi isadi ngabe manje sifaka amehlo amakhulu ngoba iZimbabwe iZANU PF dangerous ingabulala abantu ngoba sisabe icala manje ngoba iyakwazi ukuthi sinecala.
So manje kodwa kuyaphuma nemthithondaba mfowethu.
Hayi, okwemthethandaba kusangaphuma mhlawumbe siyakwazi ukuthi nayo njengoba yena umnengi kagwe ubelokhu ebhizi esitshela ngokuthi yena ukhombisa ulokhuzene ukubotshwa kukabhithi ube nelizwi lokuthi ubhithi aphume. So noma yini nje kusangaphuma kodwa kusala eqinisweni ukuthi uChamisa uwinile. Ukuthi ikhoti noma ingakhiphi ukuthi umnangagwa uwinile so uvutsotsi futhi again kuyabe sobusekhoti but sizabona ngibona ngathi manje ichance yabo ilutshwana kakhulu ukuthi ikhoti irule efavor kamnangagwa.
Hawu, ubone ke professor, sibonge kakhulu mzala. Ungathi
nakusasa. Hayi, ngiyabonga Dube.
Sibonge kakhulu. So what Professor Ndlovu is saying here, Paul, is that the election was very peaceful but he doubts that in the counting of numbers here it was done in a good way. Says there's a lot that happened. And he says, for example, in Matobo, where he comes from, people don't even want to hear or, you know, see anything to do with ZANU PF. He says, especially Mr. Mnangagwa. You know, this is a region where there were serious Kukurahundi atrocities. So he says, something really happened. You know, he says, if you look at the numbers, really they don't add up and, you know, there's a lot about it. So these are allegations. So then he says, why is Zek reducing Mnangagwa's numbers? You know, it reduced the numbers by 4,300 and something, you know, meaning that his kind of final result is a bit low.
So it's no longer 50.8?
No, it's 50.6 something. Yeah. So meaning that maybe...
I'll respond to that, but let me first respond to one of your Facebook comments who talked about a scenario where he's actually suggesting that maybe Mr. Chamisa gets out of the race if there's a runoff. I think that would be a bad idea. For example, you saw what happened in Kenya. The opposition had the momentum going into after the court nullified the elections, right? So once they pulled out, everything just died. Uhuru Kenyatta ends up winning the election with 98.something percent. I think it was 98.8% of the vote, almost 100% of the vote. So I think since he's already in it, there is no doubt that he should stay in it, because if you're not in the ring, you cannot, you know.
You cannot box anyone.
Absolutely. So he needs to stay in. Going back to the point that was made by Professor, I think he's right on the money. In some areas, even talking to a lot of people, And these I talk to a lot of ZANU PF people mm-hmm. and a lot of MDC people. What they told me, what all these people told me, that Chamisa and the MDC alliance was very, very strong in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
But in the rural areas, ZANU PF was going to win. And those results could not be further from the truth. We saw a lot of, even in areas where strongholds of, like MDC, for example,
mm-hmm.
Let's say even in Bulawayo, you saw some ZANU PF members of parliament mm-hmm. Winning those areas. So what that says is that ZANU PF as a party is very, very popular outside of the main capitals, mm-hmm. right? And it's very hard to counter that. We've seen that happen in all these other African elections where the incumbents lose almost every city. In every city, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
But they garner enough votes from the rural areas.
Is it like the Republicans here, you know?
They're popular comeback.
Make a case here. Republicans came into power
because of the rural vote.
Mm. A lot of people were tired of the politicking and whatever was going on in Washington. They never focused on the rural areas. Even when you drive around the United States, you see these rural areas are not any different from where we come from.
Mm.
So that could be true that yes, there were some places where the numbers were exaggerated for the ruling party because there were no agents of the MDC alliance.
So if there's no agents, I can do anything. I can even vote even while I'm on top of a tree.
Absolutely. We are looking at things that are not so developed or so structured that even when you make a slight mistake, somebody can catch you. No. We are looking at human faces counting votes. And whenever human beings are counting these votes, there could be errors. If you look around and there's nobody really to call you out, you can do whatever you want to do. So I have a feeling that that was done.
We have actually now. Mr. Sbanda, before we go to the caller,
Who
is disagreeing with what Paul Ndiho is saying. But maybe Mr. Sbanda, just hold on so Gibbs can take a caller because sometimes the line will drop.
Taurai, how are you? Mr. Taurai, Baba?
Hi, Dilili Njani.
Siyaphila.
Ujani studio Dube.
Hi, no, mbichana wonu njani.
Hi, lami mpilile. Nkuluma nilapa Cape Town.
Yeah.
Lami ya hambiruga vota. Mpuma lami ndaoni ya sema topo. Esaiti nilasa kezi.
La voteli zami ye, kucho njani.
Hi, izano binga funegi. Abafunda kuibona. Iku kwa titizo. Kwa nabandu. Kate kukura wanda. Kule anda wesikio tine kezi. And this ano pia famboni nicho. Abantu bebalutshwana ivile nami nalanjwayo andibondi liyakwana nje abantu bana baba kule ndawo
kodwa usibo kwahamba njani akuthi uthi nqa uya vota phela andi vote secret usufika khona ngale usibona izano cha extra
ayes
kuba singena kwabane boxini ubona izano bese ivotela awayamenza kanjani
hayi amboni kanjalo mina ngendlela okwakukhulunywa ngayo even wonke umuntu esrideni owayikhuluma because ka test kwase kukhulunywa yonke indawo Bamboni ukuthi kukhona umuntu wayekhuluma MD ngeZANU PF and the MDC abantu babekhuluma ngayo nje khona labo abantu abantu bama ovethi nje abambalwa nje abakho baningi maybe yibo abavotela yoni iZANU PF but amboni ukuthi vele bakhona endlela ngokuqanjwa ngakhona hayi kwazi sibuhlungu wonke umuntu nje akho umuntu ojabuleleyo endaweni yasemakhaya
yebo ke inxa sokunje sokusemthethwa ndaba kuyahamba njalo baba
ngabe sibe kwazi because even amajaji akhona lati singabe sicabange zayo esayidini ka lokho le ZANU PF because yibo abakhomba ukuthi beze behlale ezihlalweni zonja yikho ngabe sikucabangela lati singakwazi kwabanye makukuthi bona umthetho usezandleni zabo ungekho sezandleni zabakhulu abaphathi bakhona hayi makukuthi umthetho usezandleni zabo bazayo esayidini ka le MDC but makuthi ibanje yiloko zenu iyo iZANU PF bazayo esayidini lapho
hawo bonike mfoka wabe sibongile kakhulu ematopo uphuma ngabongo
hayi mina mphuma phambili ekhezi esayidini lase sontala oru yakuzo ngazona lezi ndawo.
Hayi nyakwazi sibile sontala ngangadla amagcimba amaningi. Sibonga kakhulu.
Yeah. Hayi kujabule mina.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu baba. That is Mr. Wobe. He says, you know, he comes from the Matopo region where this other caller was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He says literally people don't even like Zanu there. So but people voted for the party anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are seeing from the statistics that were actually released by Zec.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, these judges, if they are independent, they are going to do the right thing. The right thing to him is voting, I mean, passing a ruling in favor of Nelson Chamisa. But he says if they are being controlled by the state itself or by the executive, then nothing will come out in a good way for the MTC. Maybe we can go to Nkule.
Yes, Mr. Sbanda, we are now back to you. You were disagreeing with what our guest here, Pondiho, was saying earlier on. Please go ahead.
Look, I think that the idea that you can analyze African politics using the same template that they used in the Western world, it misses the point.
Mm-hmm.
There are no rural areas and urban areas when it comes to voting in Africa, because every person who lives in a rural area in this continent is also intimately connected to an urban person. And for that reason, even their voting habits are related to them in that way. The analysis works so well, perhaps even in, it works well in the United States, because a person who lives in the rural area is totally and almost completely divorced from urban areas, and therefore there is a clear political divide in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that there is that divide is correct in the Western world totally misses the point in the African context, out of context. And then the idea also that you know, the Republicans won because of the urban vote, or the urban vote. No, Republicans of the rural vote is also untrue in America. They won because of the vote that they always get, which is quasi-rural farming areas that are not very diverse and not metropolitan. And the only reason they really won is because of the Electoral College. They lost the majority vote in the country as a whole. And they would not have a president if you had a first-past-the-post presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is very, and I can, as you can hear from all of your callers, and this is the case,
mm-hmm.
there are no rural areas where you would go during this election, and I and the president traveled across the breadth and length of this country. We didn't find a single rural person was wearing all those T-shirts that ZANU-PF dished out, indicating that nobody was enthusiastic about ZANU-PF. Now, the fact that they won is clear indication of ZANU-PF using its advantage of incumbency, as are many ruling parties in the African context who are able to use their incumbency to cheat votes in rural areas, because it is easy to do so. People were frog marched into those votes, into those areas. In places like Uzumba, for example, I was just meeting with people yesterday who were saying to me that they experienced a situation where ZEC seemed to already have a result while they were still counting. So it is a question of ZANU-PF winning in rural areas technically, not as a matter of people actually voting, casting a particular vote. The vote of the people in rural areas didn't matter that much, because ZANU-PF had a technical advantage. You had ZANU-PF youth league members manning polling stations as polling office, officers employed by ZEC. You had traditional leaders, some of whom will manage to get off that desk on the day of voting, who were manning the polling station. So as a matter of fact, the analysis is incomplete and, to a certain extent, you know, overly bookish, in my view, if it does not take into account the realities, the contextual realities of a Zimbabwe, of an African election, and how it can be manipulated on a technical basis.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. You want to respond now?
I think I should. First of all, I think if you heard me correctly, I even gave credit to ZANU-PF. I said they did very, very well, even in MDC strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made that point very clear. And secondly, I said, yes, you guys had the
very
advantage.
They only won one MP in Bulawayo, in a place where we had fielded two candidates, and they lost 75% of all urban councils. That tells you the story, which means we increased in our strongholds. We increased our voting strongholds. And the numbers that they increased in our strongholds were fake numbers that we approved, that where there is evidence that they increased. So the analysis that, in fact, they did come into our strongholds is untrue. If anything is true, we went into their strongholds.
Gentlemen, unfortunately, time is not on our side, gentlemen.
Between 2013 and 2018, we increased our share of the total vote by nearly a million votes, and ZANU-PF didn't. So they did not make any gains anyway, whether it's in rural areas or it's in urban areas.
Thank you, Dr. Spanda. Time is up. Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, we have no extra time like in soccer. So, Mr. Pondiho, maybe just your last word, like 10 seconds.
Yeah, time is up, really.
Well, I can say that the ZANU-PF used the advantage of incumbency to win the election.
Thank you so much. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Pondiho, a journalist at The Voice of America, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, MDCT presidential spokesperson, and Mr. Joseph Juma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Signing off is Skip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying have a blessed day, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.